Hello, patrons.
Hello, friends.
Just come on, say something.
Bulge?
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 He's not here.
Oh! No wonder we're so cheery.
There appears to not be an elephant in the room.
Or an elephant cock, anyway.
Oh, why is it just me and you? You can say it, I'm too scared.
I mean, the only way to really word it is...
It's my fault.
I mean, it's kind of like a group fault.
Yeah, okay.
There wasn't enough communication in our normal group chat. And Bulge being Bulge, even though it's never happened, decided that that meant that we weren't recording tonight, so yeah. Got in his car and fucked off home.
Yeah, his annoyance was that there was not enough messages in the group chat.
Yeah,
so rather than put a message in said quiet group chat
to make it unquiet.
Yes, to then sort of deal with said situation of the confusion of are we recording tonight or no? Message you.
Got in his car and went home.
Messaged you and went, going home.
More like, I'm at home.
Ah. Yeah. But he got home as I messaged to say, is 6 o'clock all right for you two?
Yeah.
I said, all right for you goons. And he put, it's just a one goon, actually. And I thought, huh?
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's a twosome.
This is going to be a special podcast.
Yeah.
Where we talk about all the things Adam does to annoy us.
Yes.
And he's not here to defend himself.
No. Normally we aim for the Patreon episodes to be 30 minutes long. This one's going to be 4 hours long.
Yeah, it's probably still be recording on release date.
Yeah. It'll be going out live on Friday.
Yeah.
Because we're still going.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, that's fine by me.
It'll be like Sky Plus. You can fast forward, but you won't want to.
No, you won't want to miss any of this.
No.
No. Is that actually the plan? Because you brought that up. I'm just going to throw that out there. And I laughed and went, I agree. I'm scared.
No, we wouldn't talk about Bulge like that.
No. Not what he can hear about it anyway.
No. And if we knew he wasn't going to listen to the podcast, maybe.
I think he can listen. It's only you that can't listen to the Patreon, isn't it?
No, I can listen. I just...
Choose not to.
No, I've listened to all of the Patreon ones.
Have you?
Yeah.
How? Through the app? The Patreon app?
No, through the Google podcast app. Oh. And you can put the RSS feed.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I didn't realize you'd done that. I know, yes. You asked how to and gave up very quickly. Ah, fine, I'm not doing that. But that was a while ago.
Really? Yeah. Well, it's the usual that I pay for Spotify and you can't do it on Spotify.
No.
Which I don't fully understand why, but...
No, neither do I.
You can't. And I was like, well, I'm not downloading Apple Music to listen to it, because Apple Music... Well, I can.
Oh, can you actually?
Yeah, you can download Apple Music. You don't have to have an iPhone.
Oh.
But Apple Music used to fuck me off something chronic when did have it.
Apple do it differently. Spotify, it's all under one roof, isn't it? All under one umbrella. Apple, for good or for bad, blah, 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 but they've got an Apple Music app. And an Apple podcast app.
Right.
So it is split over two apps.
Okay.
And I don't even know if you'd be able to get the Apple podcast one. I don't know, obviously.
Well, I know I could get Apple Music because when I got something to do with my contract, I got 12 months.
Ah, right. Okay.
12 months free Apple Music. And I was like, well, but I've got an Android.
Yeah, that seems a bit backwards.
Like, why? And I thought, oh, well, I'll just use it.
Yeah.
You know, because why not? It's free.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I used to get so fucking irritated with it. Mm. Just not doing what I wanted it to do. And, like, what I like about Spotify is if you don't know what you want to listen to,
yeah,
it just brings up, like, a daily mix for you. There's, like, 5 different daily mixes.
Oh, okay.
And it's, like, music that you've listened to.
Oh,
and
yeah, like, you've listened to this, you must like this.
Yeah, basically.
That's quite good.
Well, you've listened to this song by XYZ band.
Yeah.
We'll throw this one in there, see if you like it.
Yeah.
And it just does a playlist.
Well, that's good.
And the other thing as well that I like about it is that it also just keeps playing. Mm. So if you do that, you put the daily mix on.
Yeah.
And you play through all of the songs, it just keeps chucking more songs in. Goes, there you go. I mean, I don't know if Apple Music does it now, but well, 4 years ago.
This is what I was going to say. Very much unlike Apple, they do now. You know how like sort of Android do a lot of things, and yeah. 6 years later, Apple bring it out.
And it's incredible and that a phone like me, can do it.
Yeah, people like me are dumbfounded. Oh my God, look at this amazing feature. And people like you go, yeah, look, this phone I've had for 7 years,
yeah,
been able to do it the whole time. And I go, yeah, but it's different though, look. And you're like, yes, look, I can also do it. I'm like, no. So yeah, they do that now.
Where, like, what you, I really mean, liked along those lines was when I bought the first set of AirPods from you.
Yes.
And you were like, the only thing is that it's got USB-C.
Yeah.
Do you know what USB-C is? I was like, yes, Niall. Yeah.
And I was like, no, it's not USB, not B.
Yeah, it's not the usual USB, it's USB-C. And yeah. I was like, you mean like the charging port in my phone?
And I was like,
and you went, oh, have you got a new phone? And I said, no. And you said, is that the same phone that we took to Wales? Yes, which I'd had 2 years prior to that as well.
It's about 4 years ago. Yeah. 4 or 5 years ago now. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And you were flabbergasted.
I was, yeah. That
an old Android was using USB-C. Like it's technology that Apple owned.
Well, this was in my blinkered Apple world. I thought USB-C literally had just been released.
Yeah.
And Apple went, let's get on it. In actual fact, Apple went, yeah, that looks good. Give it 6-7 years.
Yeah.
And we'll adapt that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't realise.
What I really hated about it when Apple went to USB-C is that for me, to get a new lead for my phone, a USB-B to USB-C used to cost like, what, £3?
Right, now because the Apple gang are on it.
Now Apple do it.
Really?
Like £25. And you fucking think, you cunts.
Hell. Yeah. The worst, really annoyed me when Apple transitioned over to USB-C. This is geek tour.
Welcome to
Geek Hour. The half hour Geek Hour.
Maths.
Yes, exactly. Now, if you buy an Apple phone these days, you don't get the plug.
Disgusting.
You just get the cable. Now, being an Apple fanboy like I am, I already had an Apple phone before it, but it was the USB-B.
Yeah.
The old, you know, thing. Yeah. Right? So I could still use my phone, but I had this cable that was no good to me whatsoever.
No.
And I didn't own, because I'm an Apple fanboy 6 years behind the modern technology, I didn't have a USB-C plug in the house.
No.
So I'd order one. Ordered a cheapy one, yeah, job done. And I think I found one at work. I think, and I was like, well, that's mine now.
Yeah.
Realised it was genuine Apple. And oh my God, like the difference in charging speed was unbelievable. Like out of this world. But I thought, it should still come with a fucking plug.
Well, especially for like, I'll say first generation USB-C. Yeah. You know, that then, like, so that now that in 3 years' time, when you get the next £1,000 a month phone, they know that you've already got the plug.
Yeah.
But to do it from somebody who's gone from Lightning charger, which was you, and as well, you're an absolute fucking wannabe all the time and have a new phone.
Yes.
So it's not like, can you imagine if that was me?
Yeah,
I would have been going from the big 21 port charger.
The one that you could never get in. Have I broken it?
Yeah.
But no, this is.
And I'd have been like, what the fuck is this?
But this is the thing, and this is.
How do I plug this in?
Because you use a proper phone that isn't, you know, a big sort of. What's the word? Corporate fucking machine, sort of ass ache. When I say USB-C, it's still Apple's very own, you can only buy it from Apple plug.
Yeah.
But the other end is USB-C.
Yeah.
But yours is universal, sort of generic. Yeah. You can buy
it's
this.
It's a USB-C.
It's USB-C. Done.
Yeah.
But no, it's but still. But this is what I mean. You don't have this shit lying around in your house.
No.
I didn't. I mean, USB-B, they're fucking everywhere. You can't buy something about that being on it anyway.
No.
But this. Now, obsolete. Wait. Battery pack. Obsolete, because there's no USB-C thing on there.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I mean. Yeah. That's changed now. Done.
Well, I mean, surely not, though, because is it still a Lightning port?
It's still a Lightning. I can still use it. Yeah, so. No, I mean, I'm not done, but this isn't mains powered.
No.
And this takes a lot to charge, hence the new USB-C fucking 20 watt, whatever it is, yeah?
Yeah.
I imagine this would just maintain my battery power now rather than charge it.
Mm.
Which means I have to upgrade this. Let's say it's no different when they went over to the lightning socket.
Yeah.
Everyone's fucking big boom boxes and car radios. Yeah. It had this great big connector on it. You had to get the adapter and fuck around.
Yeah.
But this is back when Apple would supply you. Your phone would come with an adapter.
With an adapter, yeah.
It's like, oh, well, that's good. At least I can still use my old charger. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Now they're like, yeah, here's a cable. No plug, though. I mean, that's bare minimum.
Yeah.
Oh, phones.
And it's not even like you get it cheap, is it? It's not like you can go into Apple and say, all right, I'm going to buy this phone for, I'd imagine, what, probably 1,400 quid now
I
for
think,
yours?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
40, something 50, like that.
1,500 quid,
something like that. Or... buy one for $13.50 with no charger.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I've got one. I've got a few lying around. Yeah. Seems a few quid there.
Nope.
Doesn't matter what you buy. I mean, you know, I'm blow my own because I'm a mug in this story. But this isn't bottom of the range Apple phone. This was
iPhone S. Yeah.
Yeah. At the time, this was their flagship model.
Yeah.
Nigh on flagship sort of memory as well, right? So I was one step down from the most fucking expensive phone they'd done, and it still didn't come with a plug. And I got the box. Oh, look at this box, nice and thin. And it's thin now, so they can deliver it through your letterbox.
Oh, good.
Which is a very smart corporate way of saying, we're saving a few quid on some plugs.
Yeah.
But don't worry, it's for your benefit.
Yeah. USB-C, though.
Yeah. It's for your benefit, even though I went to the shop and ordered it and picked it up there and then. So my letterbox didn't come into this fucking whole conundrum. But I can't
It's for your
it.
Benefit, so that you have the opportunity to then return to the Apple store and with the box and go, sorry, mate, there was no plug in here.
Yeah.
And then we get the opportunity to explain to you the advantages of USB-C and sell you a USB wall plug for probably 60 quid.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Try and talk into a pen as well and this and that. No, thanks. As much as I love you, Apple. Come
get
on.
Get fucked.
Get fucked. Well, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
Bit of a riddle, so I'm sorry.
Okay.
How many holes has a straw got?
What sort of a straw?
Like a drinking straw.
One.
Wait. You think so?
Yeah.
What about the other end?
Was one hole all the way through?
You think so?
Yeah.
Now, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer to this. I mean, there must be, scientifically. But here's how I look at it. Because if you... this is what I mean. It's kind of like, well, is that a new hole, but they meet in the middle? Do you know what I mean? Is it the same hole, different hole? Take a T-shirt. Forget the sleeves. You've ordered a faulty T-shirt with no sleeve holes, okay? There's a hole for your head and a hole for, you know, down the bottom.
Yeah.
Is that one hole or two holes?
That's two holes.
But why?
Because two different size holes.
Oh, so it's down to the diameter of the size of the hole.
Yeah, well, it's an extruded piece of plastic, isn't it? A straw.
Yeah.
So, it's one... technically, there's no holes in it. It's just a rolled piece of plastic.
Yeah, true.
It's
yeah.
a cylinder. But...
no one said none to me. Yeah. Everyone's gone 1, 2, 2, 2, 1, 1, 2. No one's ever said none.
Yeah. I would say it's one hole.
Okay. You're the only person who hasn't sort of fooled for my T-shirt analogy. Everyone went, oh, yeah, that is two holes, yeah.
No, because also your T-shirt is joined, isn't it? It's got a back and a front.
Kind of like a straw doesn't have a front or a back. No. It's, you know
it's a cylinder.
It's
like I say, it's a rolled piece of plastic.
I think where I've been going wrong is...
You've been talking to stupid people.
I've asked this question in Bridgewater, and what I've done is asked someone with... you know, some knowledge. You know what I mean?
An engineering background.
And that. Well, I think it's a cylinder. It's a rolled piece of plastic. So technically, and I've gone, but a T-shirt, though.
Yeah.
Right. How far, riddle again, and okay. Riddles are shit and annoying, so this will be my last one. How far can you run into a 10-acre forest?
How far can you run into a 10-acre forest?
Yep. I'll give you a clue. You put emphasis on the word you should have put emphasis on when you said that then. If you can remember what word you put emphasis on is a different matter.
Into.
Yes.
Well, I guess a one footstep.
Nope.
Because then you're in.
Nope. Okay, that's the thing with riddles. There's normally more than one answer.
I don't.
As Ricky Gervais once described riddles as, what answer am I thinking of? And what you've done there is prove it.
Yeah.
No. Shall I tell you?
How far can you run into a 10-acre forest?
Yeah.
How far can you run into a 10-acre forest? I don't...
Audible thinking there.
Yeah.
The answer I'm thinking of is 5 acres. Because once you pass the halfway point...
You're then running out.
You're running out of the forest.
I see. Yeah.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Don't worry, I won't ask anymore.
Except the only... I'm not going to go into it too far, but obviously an acre is a squared measurement.
Yeah?
So you would have had to have zigzagged to have done the whole 5 acres to then start zigzagging.
Oh, we've run out of time. I have no more riddles for 2 reasons. One, they're boring. And 2, you know too many things for
and
these
3,
to work.
I don't know any more riddles.
And 3, I'm bang out of riddles. So that's the riddle section done with.
Yeah, great. So hope you've enjoyed the tech podcast and the riddle podcast.
It's been geeky, riddly bullshit so far.
Yeah. So I was thinking we could just pick back up with Carolina's questions.
Yep.
I don't remember how far we got. Other than
start from the top. Did you start from the top last time?
Yeah, which was what have we taken pride in the most, and we figured out that you could make a cup of tea.
Well, I thought afterwards, to be honest.
That you can make coffee.
I was in Tesco the other day, and I tried to find that instant stuff that you were banging on about, but I couldn't remember what it was called.
Azira,
that's what I thought you said.
Yeah. It's in the tin with the orange lid.
Right.
I only buy it when it's on offer.
Is that the one you got, like, pop it off like a can of Pringles, fat reference?
Yeah.
I think I had a tin of that here for ages. I don't know if it might have been yours or Aiden's. I don't know.
But then they also do Kenko Milicano do a coffee in that sort of pot.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remembered after we'd finished the Patreon episode and before we'd started the main episode. And I should have said this. Not the table that broke my ankle.
Oh.
The podcast.
That's what you're most proud of.
I know about most proud of.
But it's something you're proud of.
Yeah.
That's good. That's nice. Yeah. That makes one of 3 of us that's proud of it.
I know. And I'm on the fence.
I mean, Bulge, you must be really proud. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Hello? Bulge, come on, mate. Zone in. Come on,
run
over
here.
Into the mic. He is here. He's just talking away from the mic again. Fucking hell, Bulge. You big dick idiot. Well, if he had any pride in it, he'd be here. So,
well,
that just goes to show.
Sorry about that, patrons.
Yeah, well, you know, you pay your money, this is what you get.
2/3 ain't bad.
No, it's the good 2/3, I'd say.
Yeah.
I have to, really, but there you go. Anyway, so what's question 2 on the list?
Did any of you go to university or whatever the fuck you call it? And I think we did that one because I said, well, what else would we fucking call it?
No, I think that's as far as we got. I don't think we elaborated any more than that.
Other than me saying, what else are we going to fucking call it?
Well, it's easy for me because the answer's no.
Yeah, well...
Someone said this once, right? And it was just... You know when you don't really know how to sort of word something or describe it, and somebody just says something one day and you think, yes. Yeah, that's what I mean. And someone said one day, he said, for a lot of people, he said, they get to like school leaver age and they've just had enough of the education system and they just want out of it.
Yeah.
And that was me. I'd not experienced anything else, but I was just so... The thought of then do more of this. Voluntarily, I choose... No, I'm only here because I have to be.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not... I mean, you might disagree, and it's funny to... But I'm not thick. I'm not...
I didn't say anything.
You didn't say anything. Your face did. But I'm not... I mean, I'm not a dumbass.
Oh, no, don't eat that, John. Not on air.
I come out with some fucking stupid things, and... You know what I mean? But I'm not a stupid bloke. I know I'm perfectly aware of that. And I did do all right at school. Had I not assed around and fuck-assed around, I would have probably done better. But that's life. And I'd rather be a character than have good grades, apparently.
Well, as we all know, you would rather be Simone.
I would rather, yeah. Exactly. And I knew that as a school age. I thought, yeah, I want to be someone.
Simone.
So, yeah, I was just done with it, really. I did actually apply to go to college to do sort of computer engineering, I think they called it, or something like that, to work in computers.
All right.
And, yeah, it was around the time when sort of after the sort of computer spike, where everyone was getting computers and computers were the thing, and the internet was really, you know, taking off. But it was after that when people realised that, no, we need skilled workers, plumbers, electricians, all that sort of shit. So don't do that, do this. So my course got cancelled because no one applied to be on it apart from me and some other nerd.
Right.
And I was relieved, really. I was so fucking happy when that happened. I didn't tell my parents that, but I was like, thank fuck.
Yeah.
Went off to work with the, you know, mindset of, oh, well, I'll do a year at work, then I'll go back.
Yeah.
And again, someone said to me, no, you won't. Yeah, no, I will. I'm just saying, no, trust me. As soon as you go back, as soon as you go working and you're earning, you're not going to want to go back to that sort of
life.
Yeah,
I mean, some people do, some people don't.
I mean, some people do, yeah. But I mean, at the age of like 17, to take a year out of it, earning money, you know, not even decent money, but compared to like an apprenticeship or whatever, I was earning a full-time job, to then go back to an education straight away. I mean, like 19, 20, 21, people then start to go, hang on a minute, what the fuck am I doing with my life? And, okay, no. Is that inside or outside?
I think either Blade trying to get in the door or...
he does that, bless him.
Someone else. Yeah. Bulge.
I saw headlights as we sat down there and I thought, I wonder if he's coming back.
No.
No. Rest assured, we haven't had a big bust-up or anything.
Well, not as far as we know, anyway.
Well, yeah, no, we don't actually know, to be honest. Bulge might have fallen out of me, and I don't have, and I have no idea this is going on. But I've known Bulge for a very long time, and I love him very dearly. And what he'll do is he'll sleep on it, and it'll all be fine tomorrow.
Yeah,
and I'll probably know nothing about it. Or if I'm feeling brave, I'll go, "What the fuck happened the other week?" Then you dickhead, and he'll go, "Oh, I did a shit day at work, and you fucked me off. How did I fuck you off? Oh, I don't even know. I don't know. Probably me." But at the time, just don't approach the subject.
No.
So I nearly messaged him and I was like, what are you doing? And I thought, no. Because it'll end in many full stops. And I can't keep my mouth shut and I think I'm funny. And I'll just annoy him. So yeah. So yeah, we've not had a big bust up. It's not going to be me and John forever. Probably.
It's although, for you. Although, yeah,
two mics and mic stand for sale. PM me, nobody else. So yeah, you went off and done something with your life, didn't you?
Yeah, so I went to college to do... well, I did...
Clearly went in, because you can, you've remembered everything you've been taught in the course you can't remember that you've done.
Yeah, well, I did motor vehicle repair and maintenance, but basically a BTEC.
Yeah.
But I had to do that to go on to my next courses. So then... then I basically did like an advanced version of a similar course as such. So, but more aimed at the science behind the cars.
Right.
So, you know, looking at transmissions and, you know, basically developing your own bits and pieces.
Oh, okay. It's pretty, yeah.
And then after that, I was going to change where I was going. So I was going to go to Bridgewater College because they...
Where were you at the time?
Somerset College.
SCAT.
SCAT,
yeah.
Yeah.
Is it still called SCAT?
No.
I didn't think it was.
It's now Somerset and Bridgewater College.
Oh, they've intertwined.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So at the time, I was going to go to Bridgewater College because they did a degree in motorsport engineering.
Right.
Which is what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because really and truthfully, I wanted to get into, I would say rally.
Okay.
Rallying, not necessarily mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would have quite happily done that.
But more sort of designing,
but I wanted
I'm
to
guessing.
Be, yeah, doing, cool. doing the design. And I took a really, good approach, and I took a lot of it in when we were actually looking. I used transmissions earlier, but when we were looking at drivetrains, really, so transmissions, differentials, etc. I found it really interesting and got a okay grasp of it,
right,
for the small amount that we did in the course, because obviously the course is like a broad spectrum, and you do a bit of everything.
Yeah, it's not specialised on one thing.
You don't go and do, oh, this term is, the whole term is going to be on a gearbox. Right, you know, it's a couple of lessons on clutches and gearboxes, and then a couple of lessons on brake calipers, and a couple of lessons on steering boxes, and et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
But yeah, like I say, I got, I found the transmission, or the whole drivetrain section, very interesting, and I wanted to pursue something along those lines, and then there's no easier way to say it than I got massively fucking missold a course.
Oh yeah.
So basically at Somerset College they told me that I could do the same course at Plymouth University and I could do it remotely as well. So effectively, I didn't have to go to Plymouth.
Yeah.
Because one of the difficult things for me is that they classed where I lived, because it was Somerset, they classed it as a commutable distance to go to Plymouth University every day.
Right.
Which, I mean, in one sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now I could, now that I've got money. But when I was 17 or 18, no, it would have been 19, wouldn't it? Yeah, I would have been 18, 19-ish. Yeah. The problem I would have had is that I couldn't get student accommodation because it was classed as a commutable distance.
How large is it? Because I mean, take it, this is when you was living in...
Brushford.
Yeah, buttfuck nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
I mean, you're miles away from anything anyway. And yes. I mean, even from here, Plymouth is a pain in the hole to get to.
Yeah, so it would have been... It would have been... because of the timings, i.e. rush hour, it would have been 2 hours each way.
Fucking hell. And that's commutable, is it?
Allegedly. Because it's Somerset, which is stupid. And this is the bit
I don't
understand.
It's a different county, though.
Yeah, this is the bit
I mean,
I don't understand.
You're on the border. I mean, you're close to.
Yeah.
You know, you're not the other end, are you?
No.
Not Western.
No.
But still... You think you'd just come instantly under TA postcode, is it? No. Was it a TA postcode?
Yeah.
Oh, it was
I don't understand it. It's weird.
And Plymouth, like, you know, I know you're on a border, but Plymouth is on the other border. Do you know what I mean?
That's, it's a fucking long way.
Yeah, it's nearly Cornwall.
Yeah. It's like it would have been hour and a half from my house to Plymouth on a normal drive. But in rush hour, you can, you know, especially going to Plymouth University, you can fucking bank on it being another half an hour in traffic. And so they told me categorically that it was the same course that I could continue to do at Somerset College.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, right, okay, well, I'll do that then. Because I already know the lecturers.
Yeah,
and it's half an hour from my house. I can manage it. Yeah. So anyway, went back in the start of my first term, and we did the first few sort of lectures and whatever. And I thought, I mean, this, I'm doing business studies here.
Oh God! So really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So then. The further into the course I got, I thought that I'm not enjoying this at all, because this is nothing to do with, and like it got,
this is not your interest at
it
all.
It got so far away from what I wanted to do that I didn't even own overalls anymore.
Oh,
you know, because we weren't in the workshop. We weren't doing anything manual.
Yeah, when you said, oh, you know, business, this, and I was going to make a joke about you, on your first day, everyone turned up in a suit with a briefcase and in fucking overalls and a toolbox on your arm.
Toolbox, the fuck?
His fancy dress or...
and then basically, but then this is the whole thing, isn't it? Young, dumb and full of cum, all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That... I didn't read into it enough.
No.
I just took the word of my lecturers at the time, saying that, I promise you, it is the same course as the one at Bridgewater College.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, because the one at Bridgewater College was a degree in engineering in the motorsport field.
Yeah.
Whereas this was a degree in business in the automotive industry.
Yeah, so...
So it was nothing...
Yeah, the only thing that was... kind of similar was the automotive bit.
Yeah, but so effectively, if I'd have stuck at it and done the whole degree, I could have walked into fucking MPD or a Motor Factors.
Yeah.
And gone, I want a job as the manager, yeah. And might have had half a chance.
Yeah.
But it wasn't what I wanted to do.
No, God, no.
So I stuck the first year out so that I walked away with foundation degree, it's classed right. as then. But yeah.
And then that was like, fuck this.
Literally that. I thought, yeah. Do you know what? I've got so much fucking debt now
yeah.
for doing something that I didn't want to fucking do.
It's not going to benefit your life,
no,
really.
No, because I then did the same as what you were saying, that I was gonna go to work for a year
yeah,
and then go back to Bridgewater College and do the course that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And yeah, exactly the same. Once I started yeah. working and I had some money.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck that. I'm not doing it again. So, I would now, though, as silly as it sounds.
What, still? Like,
yeah,
now?
I would now, yeah. Even though it would be a complete waste of time because I've got no interest in in changing my career path.
No.
But if I wanted to learn something now, I would go back.
Yeah, I've often thought about it, and there have been times in the past where I thought about sort of, fuck it, you know, you're never too old. Because that's the thing, you think, oh, no, why? Too old now or too fucking useless.
Yeah,
or
well, I'm a doorman now, so
yeah,
that's
it.
You know.
Yeah, I'll just do this for the rest of my life then.
Yeah,
but like, but yeah, I would. It wouldn't bother me, and I'd have a lot of respect for anybody who later in life decided,
oh, yeah,
I want to do what I want to do. So
yeah.
fuck this shit.
Yeah,
yeah, fair play. A fair play to Bridgewater College though, because I mean, it gets a lot of shit, obviously, being in Bridgewater.
Mm.
But they do a lot of sort of motorsport based.
Oh yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
I
yeah,
got talking
very...
to because the nightclub I work at, they don't anymore, but they used to do. College parties, which always used to be quite tasty back in the day, and you get all of like the sort of Cannington Farmer lot and sort of
yeah.
this, and they always go off at the end.
Yeah,
and I got chatting to one of the staff who was sort of helping out and making sure that everyone's behaving, blah blah blah. And he was a lecturer for like the motorsport side of it, and he was actually all funded by Bridgewater College. Was a sidecar.
Yeah.
Passenger, basically. That he was a fucking bouncer from side to side doing his thing, aerobics in the passenger seat. And he'd go over to the Isle of Man, he'd do all sorts of stuff, all funded by the college as part of this thing. And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah. So I sort of, you know, became friends on Facebook and I sort of followed his progress and stuff. And I was fucking blown away by it all.
Mm.
But they had is that where they had the fire to? They had a fire there?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Yeah, quite recently. I mean, it's local knowledge, but yeah, unfortunately, they had a fucking fire.
Which is why I think they now intertwined with Somerset College,
okay.
I think.
Yeah, probably makes sense. I mean, it made sense for them to do it anyway. Two colleges so close together.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when I kind of got missold a course, technically, not to the degree that you did, and I didn't follow it through, because what mine was, they couldn't do the computer course that I wanted to do, but they had another computer course running. They were a bit sort of shifty about. And despite the fact, because if you're under the age of 19, you don't have to pay any sort of fees or anything, do you?
Mm.
And they were trying to charge me to do this course. And I couldn't really work out why. And it turned out that what they were trying to enroll me on was, what's it called if you don't get enough GCSEs to go to college? Is it key skills or something?
Oh, right, yeah.
Whatever it is. So basically, if you get like, if you need 5 A to Cs in this country, I know Mac from South Carolina has asked, but in this country, I mean, they've changed it. It's only 5 A to Cs anymore. That's how old we are. It's numbered now, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, back when we went to school, 5 A to Cs would get you onto like the vast majority of any courses. And I needed 5 A to Cs, which I got. But if I only got like 4, I could still do my college course, but alongside it, I'd have to do the missing.
Maths
or whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
And what they tried to enroll me on was basically GCSE level IT.
Yeah.
Which I'd passed with like an A star, like flying colours sort of thing. And I was going through it, and he was like, you know, so we need to test sort of your knowledge so we know sort of what we're dealing with here. And it was like the most rudimentary, basic. Like, honestly, it was like, and, you know, it was like, just a JPEG. This sort of like real, I'm like, really?
How do you control the arrow on the screen? I shout at it.
Oh, you're from Somerset. I see. No, we don't do that here. The computer crashes. Do you press Control, Alt, and whatever key? I'm like,
the power button.
Just hammer. Adam Burgess? No, that's my other mate. But yeah, no, I got missold a course and I was like, and then when I left, that's when they were like, oh, yeah, well, we need to talk about your fees. I was like, my fees? And they were like, yeah. And basically said, because you don't need to do this course because you've already passed it, we have to, and I was like, so I went back to my parents. I was like, here's a score. Fuck this. Fuck that. I don't want to. I didn't want to go to the ass end, like a different sort of college. It was just local East Devon College, where the fuck it was, because I don't like it in the morning. And that was it. That was the end of my schooling journey.
Yeah.
Come to an end.
Yeah.
So there we go. We're 35 minutes.
Somehow. Are we?
Time flies when there's only two of you.
Yeah.
so shall us just knock on the old age, shall us?
I think I should. And then we've still got plenty of questions for next week. I know. We can do one more question.
I know. We can chat a load of shit firsthand.
Yeah.
Then do one more question. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for coming, Bulge.
Yeah, cheers, Bulge. Say bye. No.
Okay.
One thing I will say, and we were discussing this sort of beforehand, because we had a lot of time off over Christmas and New Year, and we sort of came back, and we were also aware that, like, you're our employers, technically.
Yes.
We felt bad. I think you said, when I said I couldn't do it a few weeks back and it meant elongating it, you said, well, you can be the one to tell the patrons that then, and I was like, So, yeah, the reason why we stuck with it tonight was purely because, well, we like each other's company. Agree. But yeah, also, we didn't want to sort of let you down again. And we are also perfectly aware that as part of your tiers of patronism, there is meant to be sort of stickers and this, that, and you have all the rest of it.
Keychains, whatever,
and
this, yeah.
And yes. So yeah, it's an apology, really. We do need to pull our fingers out and sort of get onto that.
Yeah, we're not going to try and make an excuse. The truth is that life has been very busy for all of us, and I'm sure it is equally as busy for all of you. And we just haven't sat down and ordered the bits that we wanted, because the problem is that we've seen three or four things that are very similar, and we haven't decided on which one we think is the best.
Yeah, and not that this is your problem, but to order all of the things that we need to get, it's like £800, which is no problem. We said we'd do it, and it's not an issue at all. And I know that the vast majority of you are here to support, and we appreciate the support massively. We know it's more about the support than it is some keychain or sticker or whatever else. But also, in supporting, you would like a sticker and the keychain and basically the shit that you signed up to.
Yeah.
But yes, it's an apology, and yes, we will pull... Well, I will pull my finger out and get it done. So yeah, on that note, thank you so much for listening. John, say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Bold, say goodbye.